Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bouncer, and Rizzo is going to be picked off. He's in the middle between second and third. Hedges now throws to second, on the way to third, back to second, back to third, tagged out, end of inning. Boy, if that wasn't the Yankees, that's what they do, run the bases like drunks.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Let me tell you something. We need Jerry Jones to own the Yankees and fire that.
Bases like drunks.
That guy works for the team. What are we doing here?
That's the greatest line I think I heard in the booth. And that's how a drunk would run the base.
Who else would it be other than John Sterling, WFFA?
Oh, John. That was classic. Like drunks. And that says it. And that's a playoff baseball game. Oh, Sterling.
They won the game, too.
Oh, man. Dude, that's when you're good at your job, man.
You know, they say once people reach a certain age, they don't give a damn anymore.
And is that what they say?
Yes.
I think I'm getting there.
No, you still got some time. You still got some time. Let me tell you else why the Warriors have a chance to be better this year than last year. They actually might be able to play some defense this year.
Next question.
They are they look faster.
They're better.
Yep.
If it works out. Now, you can't control some things.
They're more Matt Barrels, Donnie. Well, you got that quick. I'm growing on you. Athletic.
Yeah, you could say Mike Silver now. Mike Silver now with the Athletic. Former Chronicle, Sports Illustrated.
Has he been with the Athletic before? This is the second go-round or no?
No. First go around. Yeah. All right, let me tell you what's going on today, ladies and gentlemen. It is Chiefs week, and we will get into Niners Chiefs today. Kyle Shanahan is talking for the first time this week, which means it's his first opportunity to address this week's opponent, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Possibly.
And he's going to talk at 12:40 today to writers. And you know what? We'll go live.
Yeah.
We'll go live with Kyle Shanahan at 12:40. And then we're going to have a little fun talking a little bit about Patrick Mahomes.
Everything.
How well do you know Patrick Mahomes? Do you think you know him? We're going to test your knowledge.
Yeah, I think his brother plays basketball here.
And then that one I don't.
Steph Curry. I think we're watching the NFL version of Steph Curry. I really do. The simulator, not the skin complexion. Everybody talks about that. But, Stoney, seriously, man, this dude's got if I were to bet you Patty Mahomes will end up with 7 in his career, would you take that right now?
Yes, I'd bet against that. You want to make that bet? Or is it just an outlandish statement you threw out
there? I don't think Stoney will be around in 4 more.
Well, I will.
Well, yeah, but, you know.
You going solo?
No, I'm health-wise.
I'm a pillar of health.
No, you are. I don't know about me.
6 pounds. I got to drop 6 pounds, and I'm back.
Is that all?
12.
Yeah. No, you look good.
Thank you. But you just say that.
No, I would to no.
No, you say you it had too this frequently.
Donut butt, remember the back thing, but you're good. Donut I looked at you the other day. You look good.
You don't have the ha-ha. 888-957-9570 is the number. And the Golden State Warriors, they won an exhibition game last night against the Lakers.
They're undefeated.
Oh, by the way.
Yay!
The Lakers are going to be pretty good, though, huh?
Hold on, because I don't think you guys paid up. You, Willard, and Dibs. If we want to make a bet that the Lakers make the playoffs and not the play-in, let's do it right now. Do not have Anthony Davis, two guys that helped the Olympic team win the gold medal, on your roster and not make the offs. The Lakers are a playoff team.
Okay.
So that's a bet. Not play-in, play-off.
So wait. So if you finish 10th, but you win 2 games.
Oh, no. If you're part of the play-in, you would win the bet. I'm talking about you're not, you don't like the Warriors. I don't even want
them to. I
don't
care about the Lakers.
Well, you brought them up.
Not that's because they're, yeah, because you have such a.
They gave
such a
Denver.
They gave Denver all they could handle in 4.5
games. And you know they did. Lakers lost. That
was
pleased.
They were knocking on the championship
door. All right, Mouth, would you rather be the Lakers or the Warriors?
The Warriors.
Right now?
We'll see.
I would rather be the Warriors.
I'm not. Come on, man. You know it's Warriors on mine all day. Give me LeBron and Anthony Davis. They
LeBron.
Got two. You got one.
He's got no lift. He's got no lift.
What do you mean?
How many times? How many times we see this? Here comes LeBron downhill.
Yeah.
There's two guys back.
Yeah.
And he just lowers his shoulder. And then, I got nowhere to go. I'll kick it out. He doesn't finish anymore for the most part around
the rim. He's 40.
Exactly.
But he's still.
Still?
Did you watch the Olympics?
No, not really.
Okay, well, dude, he was incredible.
Why would I?
He was incredible. He bailed him out, too. Huh? Curry bailed him out. So did Braun. So let's make a bet if you think he's old and decrepit like that.
Well, remember last year you had him going to the Western Conference Finals.
You told me quit hanging on to the past.
Okay, so are they making the Western Conference Finals?
I made playoffs. That's the new bet for 2024.
Well, I'm not taking that. That's a sucker bet.
Let's move on.
A sucker.
Let's move on.
You think you're working with – who do you think you're working with right now?
Matthew who do you think is going to have a better record?
The Warriors. The Warriors so
that,
will have
that should
a better
be the
record.
Bet.
But then, no, that's my favorite.
He's afraid to make that bet because he's scared that Warrior fans will get mad at him.
See, that's how you feel deep down.
I think the Warriors
will
win more games.
Why would I
want to
root against my team? I don't want to win that. It's not worth it.
Right.
Think about
exactly.
It.
Exactly. It's not worth the smoke. I get it. But trust
smoke?
Me, as somebody who's taken 15 years of the smoke, you can handle it.
Yeah, please. I want the Warriors to do better than the Lakers.
They will. They will.
By the way, the Lakers are also set at 43.5 wins.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, wow.
What, Lakers should be at, what, 64? Let's go to Marvin. Marvin's in the city. Hey, Marvin.
My call, guys.
Yes, sir.
I got disappointment for you, Steiny. I went up to Tahoe. I put $50 on the Warriors to win the whole thing, and I've also put money on them to beat their over under on the win at 43.5. I think they're going to be in the 50s. And here's why: years ago, the Warriors changed basketball by shooting threes. Mm. What I've seen in these preseason games. They got five guys around the 3-point line and nobody under the basket. They are eliminating the big man on the low post. They couldn't play Steven Adams when they played against them the last time. They had to get Rudy Gobert out of the game. And look at Minnesota. They got rid of Kat and they got rid of the guy we have, Kyle. And they are left with Rudy Gobert inside and he's going to be out of the game. Okay. But the bottom line is we are much better defensively with DeAnthony Melton. We are much better defensively with Kyle Anderson. We are much better on defense overall. We got Gary Payton for a full season, unless he gets hurt, of course. But if he doesn't, we got two guards that are disruptive as any two Warrior guards have been on defense. When you had Buddy Hield, Lindy Waters, Melton, Curry, the way that Kuminga shooting threes. I mean, they're going to take these centers out of the game, and people don't realize that yet. They are running Terry Stotts' offense from the Portland Trail Blazers a few years ago. Portland went to the finals, and they didn't even have that great of a team, but their offensive system works. And if you watch this time, they are getting guys run. The defenders are turning over. Their heads are spinning. The ball's moving around, and it's all around the three-point line. And now we have guys that can make the three in volume.
Marvin.
So, yeah, last night was a good thing. And if you think the Lakers are going to win, the Lakers are going to be a huge disappointment this year. I'm sorry, but they are. That's my opinion.
All right, thanks, Marvin. I couldn't get off the opening. Steiny, I'm going to get you upset here.
Yeah, he misheard.
Hello?
Yeah.
It's a new year.
But Stotts was looking for a job for a reason, so I'll just say that. No, I'm just, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know what you're saying. What are you saying? Stotts,
the big man, it's coming, but it ain't here yet. You still need some size, and that's a little slight concern I have for this Warrior team. But like you say, if you take the threes and you make them, nothing to see here, right? But you're not going to make everyone you take.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Best addition to this year's team is Coach Stotts. That's from the 785 on the...
No love for Stack?
Who?
Stackhouse?
Yeah. I think he meant Western Conference Finals, Portland.
Yeah.
We're not a championship-level team.
Remember,
right
we
now.
Were at the local taverns watching those games.
Which ones?
When they beat swept Portland. And we were like, wake us up. Yeah. Dame!
Let me guess, you don't like what's going on in Milwaukee. Let's go to Jimmy in Dublin. What's going on, Jimmy? How you doing, man?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm thinking, for one, the core guys in the Warriors have gotten a year older. You know, Curry, Draymond. Who's to say Draymond isn't going to have another episode and spiral out and miss? You know, I mean, with that guy, you don't know. He might miss 20, 30 games just off of being suspended.
But
right.
Well, secondly, real quick, Jimmy, just be a little careful because that's Guru's guy.
Oh, go ahead, Jimmy. Stoney playing. Go ahead, man. I'm listening to you. Go ahead, baby. Yeah, he can't
be. Right. So yes. So with that being said, I think a lot of NBA teams and coaches and stuff like that are going to make adjustments to Jinsky. You know, I mean, you know, everybody's rookie here. Nobody knows a guy. I mean, you can do film in college and stuff like that. Especially, I mean, you know, coming out of school like Santa Clara. But I think they're going to adjust to him. I don't think Buddy Hield is a better replacement than Clay, me personally. Because, I mean, Buddy Hield and Clay both are sticky shooters. But I personally would rather have Clay still, you know, still at this at Clay's age. And, I mean, Kyle Anderson, slow-mo, man, he's not going to give you much. Melton, I'm not really big on him either, man. I mean, they just got a bunch of C-type celebrities, you know what I mean? And I don't think they're gonna be better than they were last year for sure. I mean, you lost some leadership with Chris Paul, you know what I mean? I think Wiggins will have a better year than last year, but overall as a team, I don't see them making the playoffs, man. Honestly. Maybe.
All right, Jimmy. Appreciate the call.
So that he was down on what's going on. I don't. And slow mo's going to definitely help, Stoney. He's savvy. He's long. He knows what he can do. Hit a three last night. I'm just, man. You feel how you feel, right? But
I agree. Buddy Hield doesn't replace Klay Thompson, but you know who does? Pajemski, Melton, and Hield. The three of those guys, I think, are going to be better than Klay Thompson at that position.
Mm.
Oh, I must have, no shade at Clay, because I don't want to blame last year on Clay Thompson.
Right.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Plenty of blame to go around. And that's the other thing. And okay, so if you look at the Warriors last year, you had, let's just go, if you go through all their players,
yep.
Curry, he was good, didn't have a great second half. Klay Thompson,
I don't think he was great.
All right. Let's put it, I don't think he was great.
Klay Thompson.
Wiggins. Oh, boy.
I don't think he was
Wiggins.
Great. He had a bad year.
Draymond Green.
Had a bad year because you missed 20,
missed
a quarter.
Too many games.
Yeah, no doubt. You got suspended, man.
So I think there's a lot of room for growth in the in those four spots. That's
I
just
am excited, man.
You don't sound it.
Quick question before you get back to the calls. If it does appear that they are better, why is the over-under total lower?
What was it last year, like 46-ish, 47?
I
want to
say up there, man.
It's a good question, Evan.
Because they don't believe yet.
Well, I think part of it might have to do with you do have to allow for, I think Memphis is going to be
God, I forgot about them.
I think San Antonio is going to win more games than
Rockets
last year. Like, that's the other thing. I get it. Everybody says the West is better and West is great. But that could play out in a way where 44 wins gets you the sixth seed if a lot of those teams are bunched up in the middle. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors over-under win total 43.5. I got the over. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union. I get the sense a lot of Warrior fans like the starting lineup that they used last night. With Curry, Wiggins at 2, Kuminga at 3, Draymond Green at 4, and Trayce Jackson-Davis at 5. Well, let me just, I'm going to ask both you and Evan this question.
Because I was about to fire it off before I can read your mind.
Do you think this is the lineup that they're going to start the season with?
I don't.
Oh, you don't?
I'm hoping, I thought you were going to ask me who were the first two coming off the bench if it were to, and that would have been Melton and Pods, would have been my first two coming off the bench.
No, but do you think Wiggins is going to start at 2?
I want him to,
3,
I don't.
Green at 4.
Yeah, I want him to, I don't, Stoney.
Yeah,
something's eating at me to where Pajimski's going to be the one and Curry's going to slide over to the 2.
Evan, I think, has the no on that starting lineup.
No.
And I
Whoa. Hold on. I understand the no, but what I didn't like was that no.
Well, we were talking about this last night. I think that Steve Kerr threw them a bone, and I think he was hoping that they would prove him wrong, but through 10 minutes of them playing alongside each other, Wiggins and Kuminga, I think Steve Kerr still looks at them like oil and water.
Man, that just...
Can I offer a rebuttal?
You know, the key, J.K. and Wiggs running the floor, I mean, it puts a lot of pressure on teams. And so they set a good tone tonight. The way they just got downhill, you know, with or without the ball, they were gone. And so I really liked the way both those guys played and the impact that they can make with their athleticism and force.
Wow. Evan!
Yeah, he didn't mention shooting the basketball.
I like that. That's my dream line. I'm hoping, but I just feel like I'm with Evan. Like, I don't think that's which way he's going. Hope I'm wrong. And let's just say this. What if it was the starter, if he did go with it? You know, it's not etched in stone, and after five games, he changes it. How many different starting lineups did he use last year? And I know guys were hurting. A lot of things go into it, LeBron, but
ask me who I think should start.
Steiny's starting lineup.
I don't care. Whoever wins the position.
That's funny because I just saw a Bonte tweet last night. He was like, he pretty much doesn't care again, and he's probably not by himself. Who starts, Donnie? It's about who finishes.
You know, Kuminga, 6 rebounds in 20 minutes last night.
Everyone he there got, I said, why can't you do more of that? I just thought to myself, but go ahead.
Wiggins, no rebounds in 21 minutes. So.
He was rusty.
Yeah, he was. 888-957-9570. It is Chiefs week. Coming up at 12:40, we are going to take Kyle Shanahan's press conference live. That's at 12:40. And we're also going to get into the Golden State Warriors. Their season opener a week from today at Portland. Nationally, no, is it?
No.
Oh, boy.
NBC Sports Bay Area, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, they ain't showing Portland this early.
Shaedon Sharp?
I mean, they got talent.
Yeah.
I like, what's my boy's name, Evan? He gets hurt. Light-skinned cat. Got paid a couple years ago. I mean, just electric. got the hair.
Gary Trent.
Jr. No. What's my man's name? Come on, Goo.
Well, there's a lot of light-skinned guys with big hair.
What's my man's name? He can position? And he put it on the Warriors in Portland last year. Took me when I was in the hospital with Lil Durham. We were watching the game.
You're talking
I was
about Shaden Sharp?
No. What's my
Anthony
boy?
Anthony Simons?
Yeah, there's my boy, Evan. I like Simons. Stay healthy, man. He's good.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
I like Simons, Donnie.
Yeah, no, I know. He
got paid.
He's one-dimensional scorer.
Of course you do.
888-957-9570. But I do want to know the excitement level about this team. Is it as simple as, well, we might not win a title, so I'm not ready? No. Mm. It's exciting to me. It really is, because I want to see if this team is going to be better without Clay. Because I think it's possible, and I think it's a great. If you love basketball, to me this is going to be a fun watch, because can you replace Klay Thompson with two or three guys who together are a more well-rounded player, let's say, than one Klay Thompson? Maybe not the shooter he was or has been, but they do have a guy who can shoot it in Buddy Hield.
I'm a man.
They got a guy who can defend in Melton. And then they got a guy in Pajemski who can connect a little bit and make a play for others.
Don't sleep on slow-mo, Steiny.
Yeah, but he's not going to play a lot of two. He's going to have to play a lot in the front court. But I do think that he's going to be, you know, when Draymond Green's not on the floor, I think Kyle Anderson's got to be on the floor, because he does some of the same things as Draymond Green. But 888-957-9570 is the number. 510 on the Comcast Business text line. Let's cut the baloney and start Moody over Wiggins. Curry, Moody, Kuminga, Dre.
Wow.
Trayce Jackson-Davis.
I hadn't even thought of that one.
I don't know if I like Wiggins coming off the bench. I don't know if I like him starting, though, either.
I just want to see some fire for him, man.
That you probably won't see.
Yeah, I didn't see it last night.
What you really want is for Wiggins to be consistent.
2022 Wiggins is what I want.
Well,
we all want.
I'd settle for less, but more consistency.
It's funny. Who was that? The coach. When you said good soldier, I thought he made a great point. Like, and I'm not saying Moody would be a malcontent, Stoney, but he has that attitude of, like, I'm tired of, not that he's blaming anybody or the organization, but I'm tired of being Steve Martin, jerked around. I'm ready to go. And I'm expecting big things early. So I like what I saw last night, Stoney. And every time I watch him, like, Stoney thinks he's not a stiff because that's too hard. He can't create. He drove, kicked out 4-3, throw a party. But I'm saying, I think you're selling him short. I'm expecting a big jump from him, man.
Let's go to Pete in San Ramon. Hey, Pete, what's going on, my man? What do you got?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, gents. Thanks
yes, sir.
For taking my call.
Sure.
I'm glad you came back to talking about Mr. Moody.
Okay.
I had to call after your great P1 coach up there started talking about the young man's mentals. And this is where people get in, fans especially, get in trouble talking about somebody's mentals as if they know what somebody is feeling so much.
Yeah, that's cool.
I listened to Tim Roy interview Moses after the game last night. I think he's all in. I think he's going to be one of the most improved players in the league this year. I think it's going to be a big time. He's not afraid to go to the floor like GP2 does.
Mm-hmm.
He's a defender, and he can shoot. I think it's going to be a great night out.
I agree. I agree with you.
Great timeout.
Yeah.
Great timeout was the old phrase when they were winning 23 games a year.
I hated that,
actually,
too.
That's not true. They've never won 23 games.
And they used a lot of timeouts, so that wasn't good. So that was, man. But, Stoney, I agree with them. And the funny part about this, oh, boy, I better hold this. I was going to, like, they're going to need Moses. When you see him play with reckless abandon, and like you called him the other day, jack of all trades, master of none. But Stoney, I'm telling you, man, I feel it coming on to where they can't ignore. You know, I guess I'll use the word his brilliance, but just his moxie and what he can bring to the team.
Well, he's going to have to bring what he brought in the preseason.
Okay, and there we go.
He's never played at this level. that he has in the first five preseason games. He's never looked this confident.
Yeah, no doubt.
So can he take it into the
regular season? And maybe he's looking around at the others quietly who he's in competition with, like, I can get on the floor. I can stay on the floor.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
half it is believing, right? Half of the game of life is 90% of life is believing. It's mental.
I think it's 90% of life is showing up. That was Woody Allen.
Now, I don't like that. You got to do more than show up.
A lot of times you don't. I mean, just think about yourself on Monday through Friday in here.
That's a one because it was so obvious.
Oh, really? You saw it coming? Did I telegraph it? Like a Kuminga pass?
Nah, you told on yourself. Oh, man.
Come on. Lighten up about this team.
It's 80%.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's the name of that? Well, never mind. What's the name of the guy on Pardon My Take who does all the fact checks at the end of the show?
Oh, that's Tony Reality, yeah. And it's not Pardon My Take. It's PTI.
Yeah. Pardon the interruption. Yeah. That's right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Golden State Warriors a week away from their season opener at Portland. And expectations, I feel like they're mixed. I've got some people that don't think this team's going to win 40 games this year. I've got some other people that think they're going to win high 40s, maybe even hit 50. Couple dreamers saying mid-50s. I love it. I love the disparity. Sports, man.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. Also, oh, I'm putting you on the spot on the other side. Do you mind?
I've mastered being on the spot.
Well,
so,
I got to
try it.
There is something that is so fundamentally flawed about what's going on with your boy that we must absolutely positively talk about it.
Right.
Hey, download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
But everybody's happy. I'm not.
The Warriors will beat a boneyard.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Please. This team's loaded with youth.
Yeah.
Hey, a new shirt.
I tried to say it wasn't when I came in, and Evan goes, new shirt, good. I got mad. Like, no.
Why? Why would you get mad?
Because, you know, first day of school stuff. So I was at Norm's, and my sister helped me out washing and messed up a shirt, so she replaced it. So this morning I get up. I'm like, all right. And then Evan goes, new shirt. As soon as I walked in, I'm like, no, I've been at this. Then 2 minutes in, I felt bad. I go, Evan is new. You like it? Niner Chief Red?
Yeah, I love it. It's cool. Great shirt. Speaking of shirts, I got some new ones coming in.
You need them. No, I'm playing. Come on, man. Come on, man. You've been... How many do you have coming in?
Five.
Dude, wow! Yeah. We'll know when it's new, too, when you debut.
Oh, yeah. Now, when you buy a new t-shirt, do you wash it before you wear it?
I normally don't, but my skin lady says you need to.
Yeah, I've heard you should, but then what's worse than... washing a new shirt and then it doesn't fit.
No, there you go.
Yeah, you hate to see it. You hate to see it.
And then you kind of want to wear it crispy. You don't want to wash it, you know?
Yeah, I,
Collar shirts or t-shirts? Or both?
T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Four, five, what's this, my fifth year. I think it's been four straight years where unanimous best t-shirt wearing guy at the station.
And on TV.
No, I don't wear t-shirts on TV.
Well, the other day you did, the black one.
That had a collar.
That's not happening.
It had three buttons at the top. See?
I'm just, hey, let's get
you know
going,
what?
Baby.
Here's the difference, Goo. And go ahead,
you were fly.
Next time you wear that on TV, see how it looks. Yeah, go ahead, seriously. Yeah, go ahead. I'm not giving you any TV tips anymore.
All right.
Let's go to Tom. Tom's in Sonoma. Tom's feeling frisky and optimistic.
Tommy.
What's up, Tom? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Steiny. Hey, Guru. Man, I am feeling frisky. Look, I'm saying that the Warriors can win 50-plus, first of all.
Oh.
Yeah, I also think that if Wigan doesn't perform this year, that we need to push him into the second union, which is going to open up a slot for whoever. I got a question for you guys. I'm not so clear on what's going to happen if we don't sign Moody and Kuminga by a certain date in October. What happens to us in that situation? Does anybody know that?
Yeah, sure. I can help you there, Tom. Thanks for the call. They have 5 days essentially to sign those guys to an extension. If they don't, then they play out the year, but the Warriors still have their rights. Mm. Then they just become restricted free agents next year, which means the Warriors would have the ability to match any offer. So if they don't sign them to an extension this year, then they got to play their last year or their fourth year on this deal. And then next year, they can get to free agency, but it's restricted free agency.
And both those guys would be coveted by many teams, I believe. Moody and Jonathan Kuminga. Coach said, it's Coach here again on the text line, Comcast Business text line. He said, Steiny, Kuminga and Moody are fifth or sixth in regard to tenure on the team. It's time for both of them to play consistently. Well, Kuminga has, but now we just want a real breakout year from the both of them.
You know what's funny, and I know people don't like to hear this, but you know, you just said if Moody and Kuminga hit free, they'd be coveted.
Oh yeah.
I just made a list of three players: Moody, Pajemski, Kuminga. You know who's the least coveted of those three? Kuminga.
Because of his price tag.
Yep.
And the unknown of what he. You know what I mean, Steiny? If he's going to pan out in regard to not just being a player, an all-star.
Which would you feel more comfortable, giving Moody 4 years and $50 million or giving Kuminga 4 years and $200
million? Moody.
Exactly. Exactly.
Gosh, man, I wish I could read these guys' minds, man. Moody, I really feel like he is, like, enough. Not blaming anybody. I'm looking around. Okay. I should have been playing. I helped you in 2022 against Dallas. That just went down the drain. Anything that I did to help the team, my point is, Steiny, he's ready.
Okay.
I think he's ready to break out. What that looks like and what that means is obviously making contributions, but Moses Moody is a better ball player, I believe, than a lot of people give him credit for.
Is he better than Pajemski?
Right now, I would say
yes. Is he better than Buddy Hield? Is he better than who else is
like,
on
those
this?
Those are tough questions.
De'Anthony Melton? Well,
You
know, if De'Anthony Melton is playing and playing well, then.
And I can't say he's better than De'Anthony Melton. You know what I'm saying? Melton's a baller. Had he not got hurt,
back stiffness last night.
No, Melton?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But you know what?
That's what makes this so exciting and intriguing. It'll all come out, play out in the wash, right? But how long is the wash cycle?
82 games.
This in that boy. But listening to you, you're like, no, Guth. The pit stop is going NASCAR is the trading deadline.
Well, see, you like to lock me into these absolutes. Maybe you start out 30-16 and you don't make a deal.
Well, man, I would like that. We would.
But I do think if you just look at this roster and you see how many players that you think should get playing time, they're just not going to be. If they're healthy, somebody, at least one guy, probably two,
are going to be
on the outside looking in.
I got to read this to you because this is up your alley. From the 209, Steiny, how did Kuminga's price tag come about? Is it the games he's played?
It's his potential. It's his potential. He's a good young player.
And it's where he was drafted too, right?
Yeah. And a lot of guys in his class got big money.
My gosh, did they get all... They all got paid.
If I have to choose between Moody and Buddy Hield, give me the one that will play more consistent defense. Well, we know who that is.
Yeah.
D-Money, Hayward, what's going on, man?
Hey, Steiny, hey, Guth, what's going on?
Hey, man.
Hey, I think we're going to win at least 47 to 48 games this year, man, because I feel like we could go back to the 22 style of Warriors, and that was having a bench mob, having everybody play around Steph. Wiggs was at his best when Clay was coming off the bench. I mean, we as fans and them as an organization was forced to revert back to Steph, Clay, and Dre because of the punch. We were already going away from that back in 22 when Clay was coming off the bench. I know he was hurt and he was working himself back in, but you could already tell Wiggs was at his best when Clay was just one of the guys.
It's not a bad point. Not a bad point at all, D-Money. 47, 48? Maybe. Oh, by the way. Draymond Green's got himself a floater game.
You stole my stuff. I was waiting on that. He's been in the lab. No, I was going to. I was about to give Dre some love for his floater. I thought it would aggravate
you. See, now I don't want to give him credit.
Yeah, see, and that's...
If you're going to give him
credit. That's a character flaw you have.
No, it's not. Yeah. It's just...
It's you against the world.
That's right.
Gosh.
And you wear shirts, Union City versus everybody. What's the difference?
Well, that's where I'm from. But listen... Yeah.
Tell him to open a bar after 8 p.m.
You really believe he's worked on that flow? It looks like he has.
Sure.
And let's be honest, he improved last year's three-point shooting.
In the first quarter of games, yeah.
God, you're tough.
Let's go to Daryl in Oakland.
D.
Hey, Daryl, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How you guys doing today?
Doing well, thank you.
You know, I was watching the game last night, and I also watched Wiggins's
I needed to hear that.
I did too.
To you during the commercial.
You got a callback.
You said Bonte said he played hard, huh?
What did you see in his eyes last night?
No, I didn't see a lot. I didn't.
He's rusty.
No, but rusty is not a. I'm looking for mannerisms, hunger.
You're never like.
2022.
Evan, you want to step in here?
Hey, 2022, we got it.
No, we didn't.
What are you talking? He was the second best.
He was the same emotionally. He just played better.
Well, I think they go hand in hand.
Do you realize that? Like, I can't. I wanted to see Fire and Wiggins. What are you doing?
Kirk Lacob told us in our face that he stayed in the Bay all offseason.
Okay,
and there was a reason for
that. To get a fire in his eyes.
I wouldn't have that answer, but that was a positive. Watch.
Watch
a lot
what?
Of what we do is going to hinge on Wiggins not being productive, ultra productive.
He's not a dog. Realize that.
Well, he hadn't been.
See, this is the thing. Wiggins is like Tim Duncan in terms of the way he approaches the game.
No, Tim was going to give it to you regardless.
Of course
though.
He was, but I'm talking about their temperament.
Yeah.
And you were the kind of guy, I'm Steiny, I like Duncan, but I want to see him flip a spread. Well, it's like, that's not who Duncan is. He's just a five-time champion. Yeah.
But I never would want to see him flip a spread because he always brought it.
Yeah.
Wiggins is, he don't bring it, and then you're like, knock anybody home. I want to see more urgency. You got all the gifts. So he's not like Tim Duncan.
So this is like the Kramer in Seinfeld when... I can't even use the analogy because it was
I'll tell you what.
A mom and pop shoe store.
All right.
And they've been in business for 40 years.
Well, that's a long time.
And then they lost Kramer's shoes and everybody else's shoes. And Elaine goes, you mean to tell me that they would establish trust for 40 years and then one day just change?
Make a mistake.
That's like you're asking Wiggins to be somebody he's never, ever, ever, ever been.
Okay, so.
And you can say, well, 7 games in 2022, and I would say, he played really well.
No, but it was more.
He played well. I didn't notice fire. He was making shots and he was D'ing up.
It was a whole playoff run. But, Steiny, listen to what you're doing. You are acting like. We're the only two having that conversation. Joe Lacob, Kerr, Stotts, Kirk Lacob.
I've given up on that. Any rational basketball fan would not come into a season saying, I think Wiggins is going to play with urgency and fire this year.
Well, no, not that I think. I hope. Well, that's what it's about. He's a key cog to what you're trying to do. That's all. Like, you're right with it. Wake me up when you see it. But darn, Steiny, this dude's a big part of what you're trying to do.
You can't ask him to be somebody he's not. He's never played with outward passion. He just hasn't. Daryl's back. Daryl's in Oakland. Hey, Daryl, how you doing, buddy?
Thanks. Yeah. A lot of bad patches in Oakland with Wi-Fi. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, a lot of bad roads, too.
Exactly. What I wanted to say was I watched Wiggins' media day,
okay.
And I'll just say this for all Warrior fans, I'm pretty confident in this. I watched his media day, and you ask him a question, you're like, hey, Wiggins, how do you feel? And he just scratches his head. He's like, I don't know. How do you feel? You know, it's just like, what are you doing, dude? What's going on in your brain, man? And, like, you got to get fired up a little bit for the season, Wiggins, and he's just scratching his head. He's like, yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of fired up, I guess. It's like, what are you talking about?
No.
Anyway,
no?
Switching back to Moody, that's who I want. Please give me Moses Moody as the starter.
Wow.
He's been here for so long. He's been defense and offense, and he's 22 now. He's not even – remember, he came in the league as 18. He's like 22 years old now. Give the guy
that's true.
A chance.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. Good stuff. Yeah,
can't do it.
Good stuff, Darryl. Where is everybody with Wiggins?
On the hope train.
I would love it, I would love
go ahead.
To have someone who loves me like you love Andrew Wiggins.
It's the Warriors, too. I mean, why you just put it on me? They
don't think
love
it's the
him.
Warriors.
He's still on the team.
That's because they can't move him.
Okay, but they, so what do you do? Well, you need production.
You,
and the worst part, of, it's not even the worst, man. I really think, I hope things are behind him. From a skill set standpoint, the dude can ball, man. That's all. I'll leave it there. The dude can do it, man. It's just, man. Sonny, I think hopefully everything is good on the home front, and he balls out. But if you think they're going to have a good year and he's just going to be ho-hum, nope. He's a big component.
Well, see, that's the problem, because I don't think he and Kuminga can both be a big component.
Wow, Stott.
I just don't.
Wow.
One,
I hope you're so wrong, man.
I don't think they can both
have. That's how
have
you missed the playoffs.
Years.
That's how you missed the playoffs. And then the whole dynamite thing of Draymond, is he going to get suspended? Just think about what they're hoping does not go wrong. But I'm with you, Stoney. I know we fight, man. Moses Moody is a better basketball player than a lot of people think. And I think right now he has an opportunity to show I should have been playing. It's on him.
No, but you'll blame it on Kerr. Playmaker boy. In Berkeley. Hey, Playmaker, what's going on, man?
Hey, how you guys?
Hey.
Not much. I just got to say, you know, if you're a Warrior fan, we have nothing but optimism ahead of us. I mean, think about it. At the end of last year, the wheels had kind of come off. We said goodbye to Clay. There was a real possibility, maybe a small possibility, that Curry would say, let me go somewhere else and you know, to a team that's really contending. There was a lot of unknowns. Well, they decided to keep Curry. We have Curry and Dre. We have two generational players, two future Hall of Famers. We got a Hall of Fame coach. But there's a few other changes that are really important. We now have a lob threat. We have an inside presence with TJD. He and Draymond demonstrated a lot of chemistry on defense last year that's going to go far this year, especially with a more athletic front court, Melton, et cetera. And they, you know, the way I think Kuminga and Wiggins factor in is that Kerr's going to say, hey, whichever one of you guys is playing defense and rebounding is going to get most of the minutes.
Mm.
And let them compete. Let them compete for those. And when we go small, they play together along with Dre, and that's an athletic front line. So I just think there's a lot to be optimistic about, and we get to watch the greatest shooter of all time. And bring it on, man. This is the best pro sport. We've got a great season ahead of us, and the league is still really exciting, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, me too, Playmaker. Thanks for the call.
Great movie. Bring it on, Stoney.
That's a movie about cheerleading, I believe.
I love you, man. Kristen Durst, I believe.
Oh.
Gabrielle Union.
Yeah.
Volleyball.
Before D-Wade.
Isn't she the volleyball player? Oh, I'm sorry. Thinking of Gabrielle Reese. Gabriella Reese. Dang. Almost. I might be wrong on that one.
Can I say something weird to all the basketball
what,
people
that you're
out
waiting
there?
For Wiggins to play with passion? You've done
Anthony
that for
Davis
3 years.
And Angel Reese look like twins. They look like brothers and sisters. Next time you look, just look at AD. And when I see Reese, I just see Anthony Davis. I cannot see it.
By the way, you got to get on. You got to.
What happened? I'm mad at the Yoon right now, I'll tell you, because you called him out. A couple people text me.
Tell people why.
So Monday night, I got friends. I'm trying to show off my city, Jets
sure.
And Bills.
Yeah.
And I was going to text
Chaplains?
Alfred. Yeah, Chaplains. But they're closed on Monday. So we got there about 5:15, And the people that I went were irate, right? So I said, no, it's good. We'll go to Fridays. It's closed for good in the year, right? So now it's 535.
Sounds like it's a thriving city.
540. Hey. Then I say, hey, no problem. We'll go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, gosh.
No, I love the wings. Closed. So,
are you serious?
They were killing my city about what's going on. I was hurt. I was calling everybody. We ended up at the tree, Pepper Tree. But
so Chaplin's on is Monday. A sports bar they that's only not open up
on Monday if the Niners are playing. If the Niners or Raiders are playing, they'll be open Monday. So Sunday's so big and booming for them, I figure that's why they closed. But boy, the
how
people
much do you think they're making at Chaplin's on
see,
a Sunday?
This is weird. Why? You need to do a game show. Like, this is not cool. That's how you get beat up, Steiny.
Oh, please.
You really want to know? I don't know.
Well, I want to know how. Apparently, you make so much money on a Sunday, you don't have to work on a Monday?
You think you're doing well. But anyway, my city that. Hurt me, Steiny.
Hey, Matt, I'm not going to be in tomorrow. I made plenty yesterday.
Anyway, to you.
Hey, boy. Brian Baldinger. Gonna be in town on Friday.
I can't wait.
We got some special things going on.
Well, the Are morning roast share does. Them? The morning roast.
Well, the whole station.
Well, he's doing the show with Bonte and Shasky. Now you're trying to.
You think he's gonna wear the bandana, or do you think he'll dress appropriately?
The last two times he's been in, I've been out. Crazy.
Yeah, but Thursdays.
They were Fridays, but anyway, I can't wait to see them.
So I don't think I'm. It doesn't matter.
You're trying to involve yourself. I'm just like, be careful.
No, Baldy's doing the entire show on Friday. Yeah. It's Chiefs week. He's in town for the Chiefs Niners.
This is crazy.
Brian Baldinger. So he's going to be in with the morning roast from 6 to 10.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to be
wild. But they're also changing some things.
I think you want to hold on to that. Steiny Russell.
I don't think so.
Ask the boss first and then double back and say.
Anyway, Baldy's going to be here 6 to 10 doing
And he's done the show with him. It's like their three-man show. Like he fits in. They got a good thing going. Who's our third? Well, we got Evan. But no, like somebody from the outside of the area, from the Bay.
No, we fill in-house.
John Sally. That's our third. He's been
John
drafted.
Sally. John Sally.
That's our third.
Well, this is weird.
What happened?
510, and Chris A is usually money in the bank on the Comcast Business Act. He says Chaplin's is open on Monday.
Well, it wasn't open last Monday.
Well, hell, maybe not for you.
Please. You tried to say they didn't know who I was. Snotty, it wasn't open.
I do remember that. I do remember that time.
He called. He called the show.
My boy Dana and I went to Chaplin's one time.
No, I don't.
This was like 3 or 4 years ago. You weren't as big as you are now. Nobody knew who you were.
Quit. You're lying to the American public.
Hey, do you guys know a guy named Daryl the Guru Johnson?
Please.
Who? Who? Goos? Daryl Johnson? He goes by Guru.
I'm not really sure. For Cobb's Comedy Club, man.
I'm not really sure.
The man, the owner of Alfred, our friend, called the show to say you were lying.
Well, he wasn't there that day. That's why.
And Evan remembers. That's why he played the whistle laugh.
Well, anyway. It is Chiefs week. Baldy will be here Friday, 6 to 10 with the morning roast.
I'm excited for that. And the game.
I can't wait.
It's incredible. You got to beat them.
Yeah, you don't have to. It'd be nice.
Like, what? If not now, when?
If not, wait. That's Tracy Chapman.
No, that's a fast car.
That's true.
Yep,
that's true. If not now, the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Oh, somebody saying Ross Tucker's our third. I like Sal.
I like Evan first. Evan's our guy. See, outside why are you trying to alienate
market,
Evan?
He's a part of the show. Outside of the market, you don't get anything.
That'd definitely be cheaper.
No, I'm not doing the sandwich.
What do you think we're paying Tucker?
Right. That's like he likes that. Hey, I'm out.
Also, John Sally.
And Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Can you start Wiggins and Kuminga? I don't know. I do want to get into. We're going to change it up on the other side.
You're ready to wear that Curry jersey with the ink on it.
It's a medium, Goo.
Oh boy!
I got a number 12 for you though. TB12.
Oh, okay. We're going to get into that, Goo.
Yeah.
We're going to get into something.
Evan is sharp, man.
You have no answer for it. Well, I don't either, to tell you the truth.
That's a nice T-shirt.
It's bacon collar, though, a little bit.
A little bit. I invented that term.
I know you did, and it's a great term. I'd never heard it before.
It's not a good term,
but is it
for your T-shirt?
Is it a well-known term? You guys, have you ever heard the term bacon collar? When a collar on it, you guys have.
Spinotti's, yeah, it's in all, yes, the Hanes commercials.
Okay. Well, that's going to change in about 2 days when I get my shipment of T-shirts in here on 95.7 The Game. All right. I'm going to tell you on the other side, flat out, why Tom Brady has no chance to be a successful broadcaster. Because what's going on right now is an absolute joke. And it flies in the face of everything we criticize consistently. I'll tell you about it on the other side. What's coming up next on The Game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. 888-957-9570 is the number. Talking Tom Brady and why he's up against it on the other side. It's a little shtick on your big shtick.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.